Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The thing is, the president cannot do it alone. There is a legislative process that needs to happen, and Congress needs to act.
Following a shooting Monday at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky that left five dead and more injured, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden is calling on Republicans and Democrats to take action. During an emotional news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said he lost close friends in the shooting, but didn't comment on gun legislation.
We've got to do what we have done these last 3 years after everything. We've got to wrap our arms around these families. And everybody who needs it, don't be afraid to get some help.
The Nashville Metropolitan Council voted to reinstate Democratic Representative Justin Jones on Monday after he was expelled last week for participating in a gun violence protest. Jones then rejoined protesters and marched back to the state capitol in support of gun reform following the mass shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville that left six dead last month. Access to mifepristone, a common abortion medication, is in jeopardy as a pair of federal court decisions leaves the drug's future in question. A judge in Texas has invalidated the FDA's approval of the drug, and an order from a Washington judge aims to limit the Texas injunction's reach. Massachusetts Representative Ayanna Pressley has called on the president to declare a public health and national emergency in response to the ruling, which she says will disproportionately impact Black women.
As a Black woman, knowing full well the Black maternal morbidity crisis that one in four Black women die in childbirth or post-birthing complications, this is a matter of life and death.
The CDC says Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. President Biden said the Texas ruling sets a dangerous precedent for other FDA-approved drugs. President Biden signed a resolution to stop the national public health emergency brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. The action will wind down a number of waivers for federal health programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP. The Senate Judiciary Committee's Democratic majority is calling for an investigation of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas after a ProPublica report showed Thomas failed to disclose luxury vacations funded by billionaire Republican donor Harlan Crow for 2 decades. During a CNN interview, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called for Thomas to be impeached.
My hope would be that we do not get to that point. But once, if we do, I do believe that we must start to push back on our system of checks and balances, which is designed to push back on should there be an example of judicial tyranny and judicial overreach.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.